Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our soul shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. For me, take my heart and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will and mold it to yours, oh Lord. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. Is what you want for me. Is what you want for me. So, Father, we give ourselves away to you. As we look to you this morning, as we look to the author and the finisher of our faith, as we look towards the hills for the Creator, our waymaker, our strong tower, we submit ourselves to you and we give ourselves away to you because we desire for holiness, oh God, to be all that we are. Holiness is what we long for. Holiness is what we need because you are holy. You are a holy God. You say you are a holy God. And those, oh God, that follow after you must be holy as well, because holiness without which no man shall be able to see you, Lord. And it's our desire, God, every single day, that you bless us, oh God, to not only to be able to see your glory, but that we may live the life that you call for us to be, to live, God, that we may meet you when that trump sounds, that when the trump sounds, we may be caught up in the air to meet you in the air, God, call up to meet you in the air. Holiness, oh God, is what it takes, oh God, for us to adorn ourselves with you. We talked about Sunday being clothed, being a robe in righteousness, and clothed in salvation. And God, it's so easy for us to find ourselves, oh God, in situations that we're not dressed for success, that we're not dressed for the moment, that we're not prepared, oh God, to do your will and to be the witness that you call for us to be. But before I ask you for anything, God, I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for another opportunity to say yes to your will. Thank you for this new day that you have made, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We rise this morning to rejoice, God. We lift ourselves up this morning to say thank you, God. We get up this morning to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, Lord, because you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our adoration. You're worthy of the glory, God, and we bless your name today. For if it had not been for you on our side, we would not be here today. If you had not touched us with your finger of love, God, we would not have woken up this morning. If you had not called us by name, God, we would not be in this prayer this morning. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. Thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. And we say thank you, God, for life and life back more abundantly. And since you blessed us with life this day, God, we need you to order our footsteps, Lord, because we want to be shaped and molded in your image, Lord. We should reflect you day in and day out, every step we take, every word, oh God, we speak, oh God, every thought we have, it should reflect the God that we serve. No matter what comes our way, no matter what the enemy throws our way, no matter what snare or trap may be set before us, we should reflect the image of Christ day in and day out, every second, every moment, every minute, every hour. And so, God, if there's anything in us that causes us not to reflect your holiness, not to reflect your glory, not to reflect, oh God, you in our walk, in our talk, in our thoughts, in our actions, Lord, we ask that you cast the devil out of our minds, Lord. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, Lord. The mind, oh God, is the devil's workshop. If the idle mind is the devil's workshop. And so, God, we don't want to find ourselves idle, and we don't want to find ourselves under the control of the evil one. So cast them out of our minds right now. Cast them out of our wills, Lord. Cast them out of our way in the mighty name of Jesus. And adorn us, God, with all of you. Put us on more love. Put us on more joy. Put us on more meekness, more long-suffering, more goodness, more temperance, God. More, oh God, peace. Put on more faith on us, God. Put your spirit upon us, God. Because there is no law of your fruit of your spirit, God. There is no law against him. There's no law that can stop us from loving. There's no law that can stop us from being kind. There's no law against those things, God, of being loving and long-suffering and patient with one another, God. And we need you to shape us and mold us, God, in the name of Jesus, because we have to admit, Lord, we fall short of your glory. We fall short of being holy. We fall short of being righteous, Lord. So today, God, clothe us in your salvation, God, creating us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus. Wash us in the blood even now, God, because what can wash away our sins? The songwriter said, nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole within? Nothing but the blood. So wash us right now in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of the Lamb. Wash us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, that we may be clothed in salvation. Salvation is free from sin, God. No longer are we bound, oh God, by sin. No longer are we in the chains of sin. No longer are we our old self. But if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Let those old things pass away even now, God, as you throw our sins into a sea of forgetfulness, oh God, and forget them no more. We are made new in you today. And so, God, make us over again. Oh, God, nothing else would do. Make us into the vessels of honor that you desire for us to be. Oh, God, do it right now as we are the clay in the hands of the potter. Oh, God, let the wheels go, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Spin your wheel even now, God. Oh, God, and move out everything that's unlike you. Shake out everything that's unlike you. Shake out a bad attitude, oh, God. Shake out a foolish heart, God. Shake out, oh, God, every sin, oh, God, that easily besets us in the mighty name of Jesus. Uproot the weight, oh, God, as you smooth us out, oh, God, and make us into the vessels that you need us to be, Lord. Make us over again, God, and fill us with your spirit. Oh, God, and you can put the body together. Oh, God, you can dress us up in dirt right now in the mighty name of Jesus. But if you don't breathe life into us, Lord, after you make us over again, if you don't breathe hope into us in the name of Jesus, if you don't breathe the air of life, the breath of life in us, we'll just be empty vessels, Lord. And we don't want to be empty vessels. Hallelujah. But fill us with your spirit even now, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, come to me and have your way. As we submit ourselves to you, we seek after your anointing. We seek after your power. We seek after your presence in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, fall afresh on me even right now, because I need your Lord today. I need your anointing, Lord. I need your power, God. I need your spirit, Lord. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way and fall afresh on the hearts and the minds of your people. Breathe into us life and life that more abundantly on this day. And shape us for this time. And shape us for this time, Lord. And shape us for this very hour, this very moment, Lord, that we may be prepared, God, for not only for your coming, but to do the work that you've called for us to do. The man of God said last night in the AIM convention that we have access to you. Thank you, Lord. I'm dressed for success, Lord, because I'm clothed in righteousness, God. I'm clothed in salvation. But not only am I clothed in righteousness and clothed in salvation, you have given me access to you, and I can put on the whole armor, Lord. So when it's time for me to go into battle, I will be equipped with everything that I have, oh, God, and I want to tap into you. I have access to you, Lord. You have strength, oh, God, and I can tap into you, and you will pour out strength, Lord, because you said they that wait upon the Lord, you shall renew their strength, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, give us the mind even now, God. Give us the patience to patiently, wait for you, God. Give us the heart, oh God, to say yes to your will, Lord, and yes to your way. God, we need you, God, today. So come to more and have your way and pour out in us, pour out over us, saturate us right now with your spirit so that your will might be done in our lives, that we may give you glory, that we may give you honor. We have access to you, God. And we want to take full opportunity, oh, God, to reach, to get, to obtain, oh, God, to receive all that you have for us. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We say yes to your will. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, because you are the God of our salvation. We have an expected end for us, oh, God, because you know the thoughts that you think towards us. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, God. We have all of the access to grab everything that we need from you and more. You tell us to seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, and you'll add all these things unto us. We put our cares, we cast our cares upon you this morning, God. We have several different petitions, oh God, that are weighing on our hearts and weighing in our minds, and God, we need to give them over to you. Because those things cause us to be beset. They cause us to run short, oh God, and run slow in the race, God. But we want to run swiftly, oh God, the race that you have set before us, oh God. Make us swift in you, God, as we cast all of our cares. We cast over our families. We cast over our children. We cast over our situations, God. We cast over our finances. We put them into your hands so that you may have your way in our lives. And that you may get the glory out of this. Get the glory out of my trial, Lord. Get the glory out of my tribulation. Get the glory out of my heartache as I rejoice in tribulation. Yes, God, I rejoice because I know that I'm not stuck in a situation without a way of escape. But God, no matter what comes our way, you know how much we can bear. And so, God, we trust you and we rejoice because it's just a season. Oh, God, and we won't stay in this season forever. But while we're there, God, make us stronger. Make us wiser. Oh, God, build us up, oh, God, and prepare us, oh, God, for our next season, God. Prepare us for our next victory, oh, God. Prepare us for our next, oh, God, battle, God. Prepare us, oh, God, for our next, oh, God, miracle that you have in store for your people. We bless you even now. And we give you glory, honor, and praise this morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Be with us all day long as we consecrate ourselves and we give ourselves away to you. We want to be holy. We want to be acceptable. That's our reasonable service. So, God, bless us this day. Pour out your spirit upon us even now so that we may walk under your anointing and walk in victory this day. And we thank you in advance for what you have in store for your people. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Thank God, amen, and amen. God bless you, saints. Thank you for taking time out to join us this morning in prayer.